Hey, welcome back to Kicking It with Keisha. I'm going to continue with the different types of self-care. So today I'm going to focus on emotional self-care and social self-care. So emotional self-care, a key point is boundaries. Learning to say no, setting healthy boundaries with people, and protecting your energy. Very important. Self-compassion. Practicing kindness towards yourself, avoiding negative self-talk, and celebrating your achievements. I'm pretty sure you can find one or two or three. Gratitude. Developing a gratitude. Practice finding the silver lining in tough situations. There's something good out of every tough situation. I promise there is. There's something you can find that's good. Something positive. Laughter. It's always good to laugh. Laughing is good for the soul. Watching a funny movie or listening to a podcast that makes you laugh. Jokes, arts and craft. Yes, arts and craft. Engaging in hobbies like drawing, painting, music, sewing, creating any type of craft. It's a form of emotional release. Yes, it helps. Actually, arts and craft helped me grieve the loss of my dad. It took a few months, but it helped. Next point is social self-care. The point is quality time with loved ones. Take a break from social media and spend time with people who uplift and support you in real life, like right there in front of you. Put the phone down. Take time and spend time with people who support and love you for real. For real. You can tell if it's for real, if it's genuine. Another key point is community, being a part of a group, joining online support circle, volunteer opportunities. It helps to get out. It helps to not isolate yourself away from the world, away from people in your car, in your house. If you don't like people and certain people you don't want to be around, volunteering is a good thing. Like you don't know the people, but you're doing something actively, moving around, get talking, socializing. The nursing home always need people to volunteer because our elders, yes, some of them have no visitors. So it is very important to reach out and visit and talk to socialize with our elders. Celebrating milestones, achieving personal wins. So I'm pretty sure there's a win or a goal that you have set you achieve. So celebrate it. Whether it's big or small, celebrate it by yourself with loved ones. Acknowledge it and celebrate. My last point is the same thing. Social media breaks. Taking intentional breaks from social media to focus on real life connections. Social media is not always like real events going on there. A lot of it is made up, but it messes with your mental because you're scrolling, and you're seeing this. You see somebody achieve this. He's like, oh, I want to do this, or why I'm not doing this, why I'm not at this point in my life. It affects your mental. Okay, So now we're going to move on to another part in my book. Day four, fear. Reflection. In moments of fear and uncertainty, it is essential to remember that we are never alone. God promises his presence and support, reminding us that he is our strength. Reflect on the areas in your life where you feel weak and anxious. How can you invite God's strength into those situations? Fear is a big one. I mean, fear causes anxiety along with a whole lot of other things. And it also can be a stumbling block. So it is also good to work out your fears. And I'm going to go to the scripture for that one before the affirmation. And the scripture is, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. God is with you. Do not fear. Affirmation. I am not afraid, for God is with me. I am strong and supported by his righteousness. I trust in his help and guidance in all aspects of my life. Take a moment today to identify an area in your life that you experience fear or feel fearful. Journal about it. Write about it. Think about it. And that's all for today. Thank you for kicking it with Keisha. Until we meet again, thank you for watching.